Look out, girls, it's a juicy one. Hello, gals, and welcome to Sober Living Snippets, where we live alcohol-free so we can heal our relationships, feel youthful and powerful again, and step into the lives we were meant to live. Today, I'm here with something special, something that's been stirring in my heart for a while now. Starting tomorrow, a brand new mini-series is launching Inside the Snippets. It's called Sober CEO. This series is for high-achieving women entrepreneurs over 40, women who are building businesses and silently battling struggles that no one around them sees. I created Sober CEO because I know this journey personally. Building a business, especially online, is lonely. Fighting alcohol in silence is even lonelier. And when you're doing both, it can feel impossible. But I'm here to support you, and I'm here to tell you it's not. But that's tomorrow. Today, I want to share a quote with you and talk you through how it relates to sobriety. This is a quote from one of my favorite old school authors, a fellow by the name of Neville Goddard. Neville Goddard. Now, it is true that when I share that name and those books with some women, they're like, yeah, couldn't read that. That's unreadable. So I'm not really recommending you go grab the book. You know, he was writing in the 30s, 40s, and 50s. This guy was teaching reality creation back, 100 years ago. And he also taught classes where people came, seminars. So he was way ahead of his time. But that's exactly what he was teaching, how to create your own reality, manifestation, nothing less than manifestation. But his writing's a little bit dense. So whatever, you can go look him up or not. Today, I'm going to share a very simple quote from Neville Goddard. In fact, this quote comes from one of the master classes he taught in Los Angeles in 1947. They transcribed the five-day class. This was a five-day workshop that he did live for people who came, obviously. And it was an interactive seminar. And they transcribed this class and published it on Audible. And it's very interesting. Obviously, it's not in Goddard's voice. But if you're interested, the name of this book, quote-unquote, book on Audible is called Five Lessons, A Masterclass by Neville. Five Lessons, A Masterclass by Neville. Now, that's what Neville Goddard called himself. Everyone called him Neville. It was never Mr. Goddard. That's what he preferred. So Neville says in this masterclass this very simple quote that just jarred me, and I want to share it with you and talk about it. The quote is so simple, gals, that you can miss it. We can be listening to this and just miss it. And in fact, I've listened to this masterclass probably 10, 15 times. It's not something you just hear once and go, okay, got it. And not if you want to really learn it anyway. And you know that here in Snippet Land, I'm always talking about avoiding that surface dwelling. I don't surface dwell. So anyways, I've listened to this masterclass probably 10 times or more. I will listen to it again. And the last time I was listening to it while hiking with Winnie and Beetle, my two little dogs, this jumped out at me. Quote, there can be no outer change unless there is an inner change. There can be no outer change unless there is an inner change. Now, this is not earth-shattering to us. I talk about this a lot, but an angle of this suddenly became crystal clear in my mind, and that's what I want to share with you. Recently here on the Snippets, I gave you a pretty hardcore talking to about self-love and negative self-talk. That episode, if you're interested, was published on April 25th. You can go back and check for that. I was pretty facetious on that, but I was dead ass serious, gals, that we don't do that. Now, this quote is one of the reasons why we don't do that. Another thing, don't worry, I'll explain all this. I'm just giving you an overview. Another thing we talk about a lot here on the Snippets, and not just on the Snippets, every sobriety podcaster, every quit book, every coach out there, every person that talks about getting sober tells you you can't do it alone, including the 12-step program. But why? If you've ever wondered why, now we give reasons. I believe that this quote is one of the most profound reasons. There will be no outer change without an inner change. That's what Neville says. Now, he's not talking to alcoholics. He's talking to anybody. But let's look at this. Of course, if you're going to put down the bottle and then just walk back into your life the way you are today, hoping to make a drastic change, that is, stop drinking, for someone who struggles with alcohol, not drinking is a drastic change. And you want to make that change without an internal change, without an inside change, that's why it won't work. You know, and so this quote from Neville, there can be no outer change unless there is an inner change. Here we are trying to make the most profound and drastic outer change without any inner change at all. And it's deeper than just an inner change. The fact of the matter is that when we go on this sobriety journey, it actually becomes an identity shift. We change our identity. And how do we do that? We decide that we are the version of ourselves who is healthy, happy, strong, independent, and able to cope with life without alcohol. And how do we become that identity? We build it from the ground up with support. This, my dears, is exactly what I help you do in my Perspectives experience and my Uncaged experience. My memoir, the book that I wrote telling my story, has a quote at the very beginning, and the quote is simply, "You are not the same person you were in the past." We literally change identities when we undertake a sober living journey. I am literally not the same person I was before. And when I think about the former Becca, I always think of her in the third person, and I've also renamed her. I honor her, but she no longer exists. I think about her as someone who's passed on. And when I went through the process of doing that, I did it with a great deal of respect for her because she was a survivor. And she got me to that moment in time in 2018 where I was able to rise and reinvent myself. We have to undertake not only an internal change, but a shift in identity that's so profound that we come out the other side completely transformed. I use the word transformation here, and I don't use it lightly. In fact, gals, any teacher worth their salt will tell us that our outer world is simply a reflection of what's going on internally. If you're a person who's afraid, everywhere you look, you see things to be afraid of. And your world will literally transform to become a place that is frightening. If you're a person who feels judged and suspicious and you don't trust other people, you will find yourself in situations in which you're being judged, in which you're not safe. Whatever we are experiencing inside literally appears on the outside of our world. So if I walk around all day long convinced that I'm a successful, independent, sober woman, my world will reflect that. People will treat me with respect. They will see that I'm successful. They will recognize my independence and behave accordingly. If you feel as though you're not worthy, if you feel as though you're not as good as others, if you're having so-called imposter syndrome, the world and the people in your world will treat you as though you don't belong. It's not a conscious thing. They're not consciously walking around going, oh, she doesn't belong here. She's an imposter. But you will experience exactly what you're feeling on the inside. We have to begin to change how we feel about ourselves, how we see ourselves, and then our external world will shift accordingly. Maybe not overnight, but I'm here to tell you that I've proven this to myself over and over again. It simply happens. So we end up transformed from the soul up. And that, gals, is the truth. If we want to build a different life, if we want to stop numbing, stop hiding, and start thriving, we must change who we are on the inside first. And to do that, we need help. And that, of course, is what the Sober Living Snippets are about. And that's also what the new series, The Sober CEO, starting tomorrow, is all about. It's not just about quitting drinking. It's about reclaiming the identity of the woman you were always meant to be. Strong, free, sovereign, and fully alive. So join me tomorrow right here in Snippet Land for the very first episode of Sober CEO. I can't wait to walk this next chapter with you. And together, we're going to create the change that sets you free. And in the meantime, if you want to quit drinking for the last time, stop living in regret and worry, and finally stop living all alone on the surface of life, and most important, if you're ready to join the many, many women over 40 who are taking a stand and living free from alcohol, that's why I created the Perspectives Group Experience for professional and retired women. On this path, you will break free in a matter of weeks without unnecessary struggle or frustration or inevitable failure. Scroll down to the show notes. Today's the day. Click the first link in the description that says Book Your Call with Becca. That'll take you right to my private calendar and finally get free today. I appreciate you more than you know. Thank you for giving me some of your precious time, and I will see you tomorrow for the Sober CEO inaugural episode. Thanks for popping in. Be sure to come back tomorrow so we can keep your head on straight. Sending you buckets of love.